Bad news for some noteworthy institutions this week. Martha Stewart was sentenced to 5 months in prison for lying during a federal probe of a stock sale. She may spend another 5 months wearing a drab gray monitoring anklet as part of home detention in Bedford, New York. And Riggs Bank, the influential Washington bankers to diplomats, embassies, and power brokers, came under congressional scrutiny this week for allegedly laundering the money of Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. There are also allegations that the bank helped funnel money to strongmen in Equatorial Guinea. All this after the bank was fined for money laundering this May. Joe Nocera is Weekend Edition strongman from the world of business, editorial director of Fortune magazine. He joins us from New York. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Let me put down my weights. Thank you, Scott, for having me.
Let's start with Riggs, a distinguished old bank, we almost reflexively call it. How did these practices come to light?
A distinguished indeed. You know, Abraham Lincoln had an account there. They came to light in the wake of 9/11. In the process of trying to find the money trail after 9/11, investigators discovered some suspicious transactions, which may be explainable, may not, having to do with the wife of the Saudi ambassador, money that came from her account that wound up in the hands of two of the men who had been among the terrorists on the airplanes. That led to a broader investigation of Riggs's banking practices, which led to the $25 million fine, the resignation of Joe Albritton, who is one of the best-known Washington businessmen as the chairman of the board of the bank, a searing congressional report with new allegations about possibly money laundering on behalf of General Pinochet while he was under house arrest and while his funds were supposed to be locked up and untouchable.
Joe, how much money are we talking about that Riggs is accused of laundering for General Pinochet?
Well, it's at least $1.6 million, which is said to have been transferred from London to the United States, in effect, to try to hide assets. But, you know, nobody really knows how long this was going on and whether there is more money than that. But, but at a minimum, $1.6 million.
That could have been just one payment in a sequence.
Exactly. And it has resulted not only in a $25 million fine, but on Friday, Scott, the bank was sold, I believe, under duress to a larger bank holding company, PNC.
Pardon this question, but why would people who are trying to hide millions and millions of dollars do it through a U.S. bank anyway?
Well, Riggs is an unusual situation, Scott. It's not a big bank holding company. It's a small bank. And Joe Albritton had made a big deal about trying to become the bank for diplomats and for embassies. And they had little, you know, bank offices in a lot of the embassies, and they handled the payroll stuff. And they did about $1 billion worth of business with embassies. You know, it's a lot harder to hide money in Swiss bank accounts than it used to be. And it's just as hard to hide money in London or Paris or Germany or a lot of other places. So once they realized, I think, that there were certain people at Riggs who were willing to wink and look the other way, they thought, oh, this is a pretty good deal for us.
And we do want to talk about Martha Stewart. Was this five-month sentence about what you expected?
It seems right to me, Scott. I mean, you know, she lied to the government. She did something she shouldn't have done. She's been punished, in my opinion, severely over the last 2 years, given all the publicity, the decline in the stock, the loss of advertisers. I mean, she was out there pleading after court on Friday to the public and to the advertising community to really help support the company. It doesn't seem unreasonable to me that 5 months in jail and 5 months of home confinement and a 2-year probation, it seems about right.
And it will send a message?
Oh, I absolutely believe this has sent a message. I mean, there are two messages, it seems to me. One is, boy, don't lie to the feds. And the second message is, white-collar crime, the feds right now are pretty good at catching that.
Our business commentator, Joe Nocera, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.